Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WCCO.
Vikings lose last night, 37-30 to Seattle. Maxie, your thoughts on that game last night?
Well, it was a wild one. I mean, it was so much like what we've seen against Seattle over the years, where the at some point in time the bridge kind of collapses and it tilts in the Seahawks' direction. And I think the Vikings had a comeback, and they got Laquon Treadwell wide open. Then they went down the field, scored again with Kyle Rudolph, and had a chance. Had the ball 3 minutes left there, and it was kind of a monumental watershed moment there to see if they could take it the distance. And they went four and out the last pass. They couldn't get to Irv Smith for the first down, and Seattle was able to convert that into a field goal, and they fumbled on the ensuing kickoff, and that was it. So my takeaway was, if you're 8-4 heading down the stretch, I'd take that for the Vikings. They're right in the thick of things. But if they'd have won last night, they'd have put themselves in a really nice spot the rest of the year to try and not just win the division, but to also get some, home field advantage and things like that. Now, interesting, San Francisco is 10-2, Seattle's 10-2, and San Francisco would 5-seed in the NFC playoffs, because if you're not a division champion, you slide down to wild cards. They'd be a wild card team and slide all the way down. So there's no woe is me for the Vikings. You just got to figure out a way to get it done. And I think, Dalvin Cook, it sounds like it's not long term. That's important. They still miss Adam Thielen a lot. I mean, they're just situations where, that extra, that variable, that having him out there, B.Z. Johnson's not Adam Thielen. And if they can get him back and get him healthy the rest of the way, I still like their chances to win this division.
A little concerned about the defense at all?
Yeah, some. I think a lot of that's a product of Russell Wilson and this Xavier Rhodes is just, I had a long talk with him about this a couple weeks ago. We played the interview last night on TV about, what's gone wrong this year and how he's handling it. And believe me, since September, inside those offices, they've been concerned about Xavier Rhodes, his performance. He gets hurt almost every game early in the game at some point in time, has to come out for a bit. It's just not working well. And then last night, it exacerbated itself. He had the 15-yard penalty, and then they get beat deep where there was maybe a communication problem with a safety or Harrison Smith. It's hard to say. But that was concerning. There were some times when you didn't see some of their big players on the defensive line in the game in key situations, so I wasn't quite sure what was going on there. But I think that Russell Wilson has more to do with that than anything else. I think that Seattle has a good game plan against them, more so than their defense being problematic right now.
Adrianza signs with the Twins. Matt Whistler signs at reliever, but C.J. Cron and Trevor Hildenberger look like they're gone.
Yeah, so they both could sign again, but in essence, what you do is you release them and then you non-tender them, they call it, and then if they could go on the open market and try to get them. But generally speaking, they've got a plan maybe for somebody else. They know, they have a different idea what they want to do, or they say to C.J. Cron, go check for offers, and if you don't get any, we'll give you $5 million instead of $7.7 million or something like that to play, first base. Because he had a productive, but he hurt his thumb, but he had 25 home run year, and he was by all accounts a good clubhouse guy. At least the times I visited with him in there, he seemed like a good character guy to have in. His father's a coach and Arizona system. His brother plays. He's a baseball guy. So he wouldn't be a bad option to come back, but something tells me that Derek Falvey has something else in mind.
Marcus Carr, good night. Daniel Otoru, another great night, and the Gophers beat Clemson, so that was a good solid win for him, Max. He's 78-60.
Yeah, they did it. I mean, they took the lead and they just kind of kept the lead. And Clemson, I haven't checked who they played, but they came in 5-2, so they couldn't be too bad. They're physical and athletic, and the Gophers did. They felt like if you watched the game, you felt like they had control of the game the whole time. And the perimeter, they played well. They made enough shots. Peyton Willis has shown some signs. Marcus Carr has shown some signs. Gabe Kelscher, when he's shooting the ball well, it's just as pretty as able to spot up threes where you go, wow, that's a video for the perfect form and how you shoot a basketball. And then Oturo underneath. They still need help underneath. They need some more. They don't have a real good low post presence aside from Oturo. And they need to get more out of more people there. And it's got to come quick because the Big Ten season's right around the corner now.
Our Old Dutch team of the week, Maxie, is a good one. Our good friend Carl Fricke and his team.
Yeah, they did it. Yeah, wow. Did it again. Cal, fifth straight state championship. They beat Minneapolis North in the championship game. They've won 68 straight games. Caledonia, wow. Yeah, what can you say? They do it in every sport. They're in the state basketball tournament, their Legion tournament. They're in the state baseball tournament. So congratulations to the Caledonia football team. They did it again, and they're our Old Dutch team of the week.
Yeah, and you and I both like Carl. He's a heck of a coach down there.
Yes, excellent.
Hey, Maxie, it's all brought to you by Old Dutch, and it was so fun the other night when you came by.
Yeah,
and I had the luminaries out there. I took the green creamy chai box.
Yep.
And then I took the red originals, and then next I had the green ripple onion blossoms, and after that the red Ariba nacho bag, and I had luminaries, so I had them over those electronic candles. And then I took the dill pickle bag. And then I had a ripple bag, and so it was all green, red, green, red, green, red. But the part where your jaw dropped, and I knew this would happen because I know how much you like that Restaurante style salsa. I know how much you like that.
Yeah.
So I took those little electronic candles, and after I finished off the salsa, I had those at the beginning and at the end because I knew you were coming over. But that was, I mean, that, if nothing says like the holidays like Old Dutch chips.
No, and when you told me what you were thinking of, I said, Dave, I don't know that you can pull that off.
I
said, it's a great concept. It all sounds good, but I don't know if that's going to work. It's going to come together. And I got over there. It just blew me away. And as the sun went down day gave way to night, light up. Wow, your one neighbor stopped, a couple of them stopped by, and the one guy went up close. He had tears in his eyes. He said, wow, I mean, can look how we can see it anytime. It brings me back to my childhood. Touching moment. And like I said, I give you all the credit because I didn't know initially when you told me the concept. I said, Dave, you might be biting off more than you can chew.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I take that as a challenge, as you know.
Absolutely.
How much fun was it, Maxie? Because Old Dutch is part of growing up here. And all these families looking out, and everybody comes over. It was like a press conference. They all wanted to take a picture. I don't blame them. It did look pretty darn good. And then,
they were singing the Old Dutch song together. It was like a Christmas carol.
Well, we were we called that back home eulabucking. And that's where a group of you would go to a house, you'd sing outside someone's window, and then you'd go to the next house, and then the group would be larger and larger. And that basically we were eulabucking with Old Dutch chips. And the thing about people and their families coming out of the houses, they're thinking, gosh, this family, all we bonded over Old Dutch chips.
Old Dutch chips,
like you said, people were tearing up thinking about all past times and the good times to come. And Old Dutch, can't thank you enough.
And then, of course, we still have to look forward to when we decorate the tree in your front yard with the chips this next week, with the different flavor chips. And, you can't do both of those things in one day. It's too powerful. But next week we'll do that. And, everybody brings a different chip and they put it up and they talk about its significance in their life. And, well, it's pretty cool. I mean, obviously, a couple of years ago, Mike Lynch came and we were missing some of the chips. We went inside to have some hot cocoa, came back out, some of the chips were gone from the tree. And Mike was walking off into his car. It's a sentimental, powerful moment aside from that.
Yeah, so if you'd apologize to Liz Collin, I didn't mean to make her tear up that night. So I just.
Yeah.
But it was a good tear. It was a tear of joy, I think.
Yes, tears of joy. That's good. Old Dutch tears of joy. Those are good things.
OldDutchFoods.com. Check him out. Maxie's coming back out. We'll check him out in 1 hour. Vikings lose to the Seahawks 37-30. Mike Max was busy doing a pregame show before that television broadcast last night. And Maxie, no defense in the game last night.
And both teams, and obviously Anthony Harris had the great play off the deflection.
Oh, that
ran
was
in for
good.
A touchdown, yep. Yeah. And at that time, you go, boy, Vikings, you know, I was convinced, and I don't know why I do this to myself. I thought with 2 weeks, the Vikings, extra time to prepare, to get healthy, they're going to give us some different wrinkles, they're going to do some different things, they're going to beat the Seahawks this time. It wasn't to be. When one thing I'll say, I was out there last year when they played in Seattle, and it's the strangest, at that stadium, you can just feel when that tide is turning, it's almost like you go, okay, playtime's over. Now we're going to get serious about this thing. And the crowd just starts to, it's a slow roar that just gets bigger and bigger. And you felt that last night again. All of a sudden, Seattle took over and then took the momentum of the game and just, for a while, they dominated the game. Vikings got back into it. And Kirk Cousins is 0-7, I think, on Monday night games, which is all, you know, perplexing because you'd think by accident you'd win a game here or there. But I still think he's playing pretty well. I don't think, you know, he's not making bad decisions, and the one interception they had last night, Diggs could have hung on to it. Ended up Dre Flowers got that and they end up converting that for a touchdown from there. But I still think Cousins is playing pretty well. He just needs, you know, if you get Cook and Thielen, you know, you go into the playoffs with this team, you get a few things straightened out on defense, and if you have Thielen and Cook healthy with Rudolph now, what he's been able to do, you still got a formidable chance to do some things. But last night, you got a chance to look at what it's going to take to win in the playoffs, because that's exactly what you have to go through to win it.
Is Cook going to be okay?
Well, they just, you know, we'll find out more. 4 o'clock today, Mike Zimmer will address the media, and but it didn't sound like they were long-term concerns, which is key. And he didn't take his shoulder pads off and just put his jersey on last night, for whatever that means. Generally speaking, at least that's symbolic that they're not as injured as if they're giving it up or they're staying in the locker room. So you hope so. They really need him. It's not Alexander Mattison's pretty good, but you really need both. And I don't know that Abdullah is ready to really carry the load. They've got a little package for him that they run. They like to use him out of the backfield. They think he can catch the ball. But I'm not sure Amir Abdullah is ready to be a real good number two back. You need more than that. You need more to be more physical in the way the Vikings play, the Vikings offensive scheme. So they really need Cook and Madison as kind of a two-headed monster.
How the Wolves feeling about their season right now, Maxie? Above 500.
They feel good. They feel not so good. They feel good. They feel not so good. They were. I was in their locker room on Sunday after they lost to Memphis. Came in here. Terrible team. Memphis came in here. On top of that, they were short because of the injuries. Tyus Jones played really well, by the way, for the Grizzlies the other day. And they took them apart, and it made no sense. They can't win at home for whatever reason. They're awful at home. And now they go to Dallas, and Dallas has become pretty good, obviously. Beat the Lakers the other day. They got Doncic, and they've become kind of an up-and-coming team down there in Texas with a good rivalry against Houston. So I think the Wolves are going to be what they've been for a lot of this season. They're going to tease us because they're good enough. They can play a two-man game with Towns and certainly Wiggins, and they show you those signs, but they're not so good that they don't beat themselves a lot. And the other day, and talking to Towns after the game, he said, we for no reason, we lacked energy and intensity. Well, there was no reason for that. They had 3 days off, and they were playing at home. It's inexcusable. So until you can get over those humps, you can't be considered a playoff contender.
Twins, spring training tickets go on sale today.
Yeah, and obviously it would be interesting to see what kind of movement they have here in the offseason. C.J. Krohn, obviously, looks like will go play somewhere else, and Trevor Hildenberger. I think, you know, in talking to Derek Falvey the other day, you know, I always think free agency, but it just sounds to me he's looking hard at trades and what they might be able to give up to get something. And obviously, beyond starting pitching, now you could be looking at a first baseman, or you could look at moving Sano over there. Now, Mike Moustakas got a big contract from Cincinnati, $64 million, something like that. So he would have been a candidate type if you wanted to play him at third or at first and move Sano, whatever it is. So they've got a couple of different options there. They just want to, but they want to keep that loaded lineup. The bomb bats, all that stuff is just fine. Just add a little starting pitching and you'll be fine.
What are you going to do on Sports to the Max tonight at 6:30?
Well, we've got Ron Shera coming in for Live Outdoors. It's Tuesday because the Monday night we had some programming there last night. So he'll be in. It was not a great week for him. He was able to go fishing and hunting. But, you know, sometimes things just don't work out, as he always tells me. he said it's not that they didn't have good intentions, you know. and then we'll talk some Vikings. And
were people mad at?
We'll talk Vikings and much more as well.
Were people mad at the Vikings last night? Because I see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer aired at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, that became it's a story by itself. And
I'll bet that didn't go over.
And somebody said to me on the street, they said, "Hey, no Rudolph tonight." And I said, "Well, I think they'll throw to him. He's just not their first option."
Mike Max tonight here on the radio, and I'll see you later, Maxie. It is 8:46, 14 till GCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!